what went on yesterday and what's going to go on today, and it's going to keep going on, and it's going to expand. We'll get into that as the program gets underway here. For his part, Trump continued to push his claims of voter fraud. In a new tweet on Tuesday, some GOP lawmakers have vowed to carry the fight to January the 6th when Congress votes to accept or reject the Electoral College result. Blah, 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 blah. McConnell and his lieutenants, including Senator John Thune of South Dakota there and Roy Blunt, warned senators of any Electoral College challenge, calling it a dead end, since any action would need sign-off by Democrats who have the House majority under shrieker Nazi Pelosi. According to one of the people familiar with the Tuesday's call, this isn't an instance, Mitch, where Nazi Pelosi gets a yay or a nay on whether or not to have a vote. That's the whole thing. If the vote is not certified in the Senate and Biden nor Trump have 270, Pelosi doesn't have a choice, Mitch. It has to go to the H.O.R. Read the dang Constitution. That's where it gets settled. It has to, unless you want to have an entire 50-state revote, which I'm game for. It has to go to the House. And by the by, Pelosi does not get to make the rules up. Constitution and the 12th Amendment are clear. It'll go down to a state-by-state vote, and Trump's going to win. See, this is what I think is in play here. And since I know a little bit about Donald John Trump of Mar-a-Lago, Florida, I would say sans a couple of Supreme Court rulings in his favor, which I wouldn't count out, that is the likely outcome. There are not 270 certifiable Electoral College votes for Sleepy Creepy Joe, and there aren't 270 for Trump. It goes to the House. That's what's going to happen. And this is what the establishment deep state regime, the Banana Republic regime installation people, are so desperately now trying to prevent. Let's scare our caucus and tell them, don't you dare side with the president. Now, just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, just imagine the power struggle that is going on here. Which end of it do you want to be on? Put yourself in these guys and women's position. Which end do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the heroic end that continues the attempt to dismantle the deep state, end the never-ending wars, do all the other things? Or do you want to resume the Obama-Biden regime? You know, the biggest tip-off that the cult of death is going to be employed and that this will be Obama's third term is Biden's selection of that complete incompetent boob, Susan Rice, who's never called anything right in her entire adult life. Oh, they run around and they call her Dr. Rice and this and that. Susan Rice to be in the cabinet. That's a guarantee you get Obama 3.0. McConnell prefaced for his remarks with sweeping praise of Trump's 4 years in office, saying the president delivered on a promise to shake up Washington. You came in here and you shook up Washington. So? Who cares? Did it need shaking up? Did they still manage to spend $5 trillion last year? They did. Did they manage to run up the biggest debt and unfunded debt in the history of the known universe? And that's saying a lot for the American Congress. Yes, they did. How did they manage to do all? They managed to do all that with Trump there. Imagine. They managed to do all that with Trump with a veto pen. At some point, you have to face the music, Thune, the number two GOP leader said late Monday. Once the Electoral College settles the issue today, it's time for everybody to move on. Coward, Surrender Caucus, Chi-Com Buddy. Who is your Chi-Com Buddy sponsor? This guy's from South Dakota there. That's where Christie, where Governor Noem is from. Historians and election officials have warned that Trump's unfounded claims. Now, I love that's the new line. They always have to pick a line, a cliche. Remember, documents and witnesses during the sham impeachment. 15 to stay home, stay safe. 15 days to flatten the curve. They've always got to have this repeatable, easy line so the dimwits and the news departments can just repeat it and blithely repeat it over and over and over again. This is the new one here. Trump's unfounded claims of voter fraud. You can see the montage making itself. You can hear the montage making itself. And the president's unfounded claims of voter fraud. 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 The president's unfounded claims there of voter fraud. You can just hear it making itself. Are they unfounded? Has there been a fraud discovered in at least one place that has now been forensically documented? Sure has. It's Antrim County, Michigan. What's going to happen today or tomorrow or the next couple of days when the same outfit gets a hold of machines from Maricopa County in Arizona and you get the same duplicate results? 65, 75, 82% error rates and what have you? no evidence is a... The lie that there is no evidence is in of itself a lie. Trump is trying to throw out the ballots of thousands of Americans. Again, this is not just a part of the narrative here. All of these wonderful, devoted, democracy-loving, red, white, and blue, flag-waving, apple pie from mom eating, hot dog chomping on, Christmas card sending, awesome, amazing Americans. All they wanted to do was to avoid dying of the corona hoax and send their ballots safely in by mail and to vote in the historic election of Joe Biden. That's all they wanted. That's what I want for Christmas. Right, sure, right. Mm-hmm. So the narrative is, now what does this say about the 74 million plus people that voted for the president? Most of who went and actually voted in person. Ignore them. Seems to me like you have forces here that are agitating for a revolution.